Jazz on the Hill is coming up this Sunday already, and it's a concert you don't want to miss. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's at the Purdue CoRec Feature Gym here on the Purdue campus. Joining me is Scott Pizzera. Hi.
Hi.
You're filling in for Mo Trout this semester, who's on sabbatical. How's it been? Are you looking forward to the concert?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the concert greatly. It's been a busy semester, I tell you. Mo does a lot. I have a total new respect for what he's been doing here for the last 20-some years. It's been quite a challenge to step in, and even though I'm only directing three of the bands, but taking care of the other administrative things as well, it's been a full payload, in addition to the fact that I didn't stop doing everything I was doing before that. But it's been great. And yeah, the students have been what's made it extremely tolerable and easy to pull off, even though it's, you know, been very little family time with my wife and daughter, just because this has been a really thick semester.
So there are seven bands involved, and I know Chameleon, the sort of alumni, incredible group, are playing Saturday night in Lafayette, and then they're on the program as well Sunday. Tell us about the three bands that you're directing.
Okay, so the three bands that I'm directing are Lab Band 1, AMRE, which is the American Music Repertory Ensemble, and then Purdue Jazz Band, which is, I don't know what the right way of saying it is, but sort of like the main band, let's say, put it that way, the band that travels and does festivals and things like that.
Sure, and that's more sort of a traditional a jazz band that
It's a full big band, yeah. In fact, all three of the bands that I'm directing are full big bands, and actually a little bit beyond even, because we have so many music students. You know, we have so many students here on this campus that, you know, music is an important part of their lives, that, you know, we're just busting at the seams over there with bands, and, you know, keep creating bands to try and accommodate all of the musicians that, you know, are pursuing other careers but still want to make music part of their lives. So it's, you know, so, and then from that end, the three bands that I work with, and even a couple of the other bands, are big band plus. I mean, we've got subs and reserves for everybody. So yeah, it's really nice to have.
Scott Pizzera is my guest. It all happens Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And this has got to be fun for you, because I know you play bass and have, you know, taught for quite a while. That it's got to be fun, whether you, you know, work with a musician individually. It's a little different dynamic, I imagine, leading an ensemble.
It is. Yeah. And I've joked with many of the students, it's frustrating for me at times, because it's not that I'd rather be playing the tune, you know, it's like, there's such fun arrangements that I'm not getting to play, you know. It's like being on the other side, it's like, I just have to let it happen in front of me and help it happen in front of me, you know? So yeah, that's the job. That's what I'm here for, you know? Plenty of other opportunities. I'm still gigging out all the time. So I've got work. I can keep the bass and the guitar in my hands.
I guess I'd end saying, you know, it's probably a lot of fun. I mean, this is the 100th year that the All-American Band is going to the Indianapolis 500,
right.
You know, and, you know, there's this great, and the, you know, the drum, and this year was busy for basketball. And I know that some of these kids are playing pep bands and all sorts of things.
Yeah, boiler brass.
You know, that sort of thing. So I imagine it's got to be fun to be around this sort of energy around Purdue, and especially a jazz program like this.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, we have got such a great group of students over there that are all, you know, working towards the same goal, you know, which is just to improve and, you know, to play some fun music and augment, you know, their studies with, you know, with a great hobby for, you know, for a lot of them. So yeah, it's fantastic.
It's Jazz on the Hill Sunday afternoon. And if you've been before in years, even though the weather's going to be incredible, the performance is in the Cordova Center at the feature gym at the CoRec. And that's because there's a lot of stuff going on over at the hill, right?
Stadium is torn apart. Yeah, there's just this, it would be really difficult for people to even navigate around over there. I mean, it's hard enough for us just to go over there and rehearse. So we're just going to take a truck and move all the gear over to the CoRec one more time this year. So fingers crossed that next year Jazz on the Hill will truly be on the hill again.
Yeah. Well, it's so nice to meet you, Scott.
And you too.
Have fun Sunday.
Thank you very much.